All right. Very excited, guys. Today is our very first podcast for Haunted Haronia. Haunted Haronia, the podcast, if you will. How are you guys feeling?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Great drive down.
Great drive down. Beautiful it was the spirits were with us. So for those of you who are listening, we are the creators and the faces as well of the show Haunted Haronia, and we're really excited to be coming and sharing some of the stories, some of the experiences we've had throughout our journey thus far and beyond. Okay. So before we get into what Haunted Haronia is, I was thinking it might be cool to just talk about who we are. Yeah. So
do you want to start?
Sure, guys. I feel like you should start. I feel like you should start.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hello. My name is James Delsell, sometimes referred to as Jamie. I am an advocate. I like ghosts. I'm very intrigued by the supernatural, and this was somewhat of my baby. But we can get into that after, I guess.
Sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm Nate. I am the director and, I guess, in a way, executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it that?
Yep.
I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I run the cameras and edit the show and do all that fun stuff.
He wears about 3,700 hats, I'd say. The show would not be happening without this gentleman here. My name is Deanna. Deanna Palazzo Delzell. This guy's wife. And I'm one of the co-creators and co-hosts of the show. We've had, it's been quite a journey now. It's been about a year since since the conception of this show. And I guess just to rewind the clock even more is just to kind of maybe chat about how the three of us kind of became a collaboration, and then we can jump into how Haunted Haronia began.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, it was kind of a, I don't know how, like, I guess how we kind of met each other was through my mom. Deanna and I met each other at Toronto Sketch Fest. But
Comedy Bar in Toronto.
We don't need to go back that far. How we met as a collective of a team of ghost chasers. It wasn't meant as that first. Basically my mom was, Deanna and I had lived in Toronto for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, and moved to Penetanguishene about just over three years ago. And we were actors, and we've been doing a lot of film and wanted to continue doing that in town. And my mom said, you need to meet this man, Nathan LaCroix, mm-hmm. who does a lot of film work and runs, I guess it was Midland Film Club at the time.
It might have been. I don't remember.
I think it was.
It's all a foggy, hazy dream.
It was roughly 3 years ago.
Around the time that it changed from club to company.
Right around
the
end.
Yeah, that's right.
Stayed within the same alphabet, like the same letter of the alphabet, just changed around the last one.
Changed a couple letters there.
Yeah.
Got a little longer. So basically my mom was like, you got to meet this guy. And I was like, that's really weird. But I think we just ended up bumping into each other at the MCC, actually. Nate and I did.
Midland Cultural Center, for those of you.
Thank you. And we just kind of quickly introduced ourselves. And I don't know, we just kind of had this instant connection of, we kind of had the same vision of stuff. And we had a meeting. I think just the two of us did the first time, right?
Yeah, it was just you and me.
Yeah, and we kind of went over some stuff. And it was like really, really clicked. And we're like, well, let's start working together. And that started that, really. And you can get into more of the where we went from there, I guess.
Yeah, we kind of hit it off a little bit and
I'm married.
What's that? I just left because
and then I had like a release party, I think, for a DVD I was putting out,
right?
And you brought I think that's one of the first times that I met Deanna.
Yeah,
that's right.
And what was that DVD for, Nathaniel?
Nathaniel.
I'm going to call you Nathaniel. I'm just really meeting him technically for the first time. What was it for, Nate?
That was for a little movie I made called Start Local, which was a local documentary I made all about supporting your local community.
Amazing.
So you guys came out to that to support me, which was awesome. And I said, I like the cut of your jib. So we
had a pretty great jib.
You did say that.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet jib.
It was, cool. And then we just started hanging out and making stuff. And I believe this is a long story. There's a lot of elements to the story of how we got together and started doing stuff. Because there's the whole sketch comedy element to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Good Morning Apocalypse.
With Good Morning Apocalypse, and you guys started doing that. And I already knew some of the guys in that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nice plug, though.
It's probably a very complicated story to listen to.
So we can fast forward through that and maybe save that for another time.
Yeah, I mean, we started doing film challenges and kind of...
Yeah, but that's how we kind of started getting together and doing stuff.
And it evolved and evolved. And fast forward, we did approach Bell with an idea that, we originally kind of had been given the green light for to kind of play around with. And the idea didn't go through. And to any of you listeners out there, it just, reiterates that fact of never give up. Mm-hmm. And, at the end of the day, the path didn't go in that direction, but it by no means was the end. We created a really great relationship with Bell, and swing it over to Jamie in a second, but we actually went back with a new idea because, he'd said he really liked the team. He was really impressed with kind of what we had to offer. And then Jamie had kind of had this idea in his back pocket. So I guess you can talk a little about this.
Basically, this whole concept of the show is something that I've been kind of plotting out in my head probably for 15 years or so. I've been thinking about it forever. We went to Bell. Had a pitch. They wanted to pick up the show that we'd originally pitched, and then it just didn't really fit with what their motto was, I guess.
They were changing things around too.
There was a lot of changes
for a different content than they were originally.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of changing, and they said, unfortunately, it just didn't quite work. Logistically, it didn't really work for us when everything was all said and done. This idea that I've been having and spinning around in my head sort of seemed like it might be something that fit what they were looking for. So I don't know. I was driving around the city. I don't know what I was doing, maybe an audition or something. And I remember parking. It was just outside Deanna's parents. And I just called. I won't throw any names or anything up with the producer at Bell and said, I got this idea. And just kind of spit it out a bit. It was like, okay, so it's a local show. We have a very haunted town, and there's a lot of haunted history, and there's a ton of allegedly haunted places in this town. And I know you're looking for smaller town stuff.
Local
community kind of thing. So I said, I have this idea. And I kind of spit out a few ideas at him, but I was like, I don't know if it's going to be like a reenactment thing, or I kind of threw that idea out, but more like a history about the locations, and then we do like an investigation, and there's a million of these shows out there right now. It's mm-hmm. kind of the sort of a hot thing, but again, it's something I've been really passionate about for a long time. He loved the idea, gave us a pilot. He said, okay, I'll give you guys one episode. Mm-hmm. Gave him the pilot, and from there, we've recorded 9 episodes. We basically have a full season done now. Does that answer it, sort of?
It does, yeah. No, I mean, I think also just the idea, which I think made it so interesting, is the fact that, I mean, even just since we started shooting the show, everyone has a story. And it almost gives up, like, as soon as you start talking about the show and what we're doing, it starts opening people up to maybe confide a little bit in experiences they had, experiences they can't explain. It's interesting because when I was born and raised in Toronto and moved up to Penetanguishene about 3 years ago now, I guess. And it's funny because, not long after moving up there, we do live in one of the oldest towns in at least Ontario, if not beyond that. Yeah. But there was a ghost tour, and literally, I think almost every single house on our street was in this tour with a story, and we're like, goodness gracious. But just to reiterate that, of just like, there's just so much history in some of these old towns, and you're driving, a lot of people could probably contest to this, as you're driving through, if you're heading up to the cottage, if you do live up north, you're driving by these buildings that just scream history. These, like, the architecture, the mood, the energy that is just emoted from them. So it's really a great way to kind of get experience of experiencing the history of the, these places, as well as, you know, those fun stories that people have, maybe some not so fun. So far, ours have been pretty, pretty good. No one's been hurt, but, but yeah. And then, so I guess what would be interesting to hear is, from before we shot the first episode, because Jamie will argue that my feelings have evolved since then. Where would you say each of your standpoints was about the idea of spirits and afterlife and ghosts and all that jazz? Where would you say you're at?
I did not believe in ghosts at all.
You're hearing it first.
I did not. Past tense. Interesting choice of words.
This is interesting for us.
Because revelations.
Well, I'm talking about the past.
So
we'll get to anything else later. But yeah, I mean, I've always been sort of fascinated by paranormal activity. You know, like when I was a kid, I had like all these books on. I think I subscribed to like this Reader's Digest series, and it was all like different kind of paranormal stuff. And, you know, there was books on psychic stuff and ghosts and crystal skulls, like all the cool stuff. So I'm fascinated by it, but I don't buy into it personally.
Still, so. That was present tense.
Damn.
Yeah, I along the same lines, but more believe in it. Like I find it super fascinating since I was a kid. Same kind of thing. Always got like ghost books. I was always into like searching for spirits. I did play with Ouija boards when I was a kid and do not recommend that to anyone. But yeah, I've seen some stuff that even before that I can't explain and really put me on the spectrum of I believe there's something out there. I don't know what exactly a ghost is or what the like. If it's different planes, I don't want to get into crazy theories or anything, but I believe there's, I'm a believer, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
And me. Well, before we started the show, I've always had some sort of belief in some sort of spirituality. I don't think I could ever really define it. I've had people pass in my life from a very young age, so I always felt like there was there was the potential of someone being there. You know, when I almost drowned as a child and something triggered my mom to come jump in the pool to get me, you know, like there's so many different things that being this close to an accident or I don't know, or driving through a snowstorm and talking, probably looking, you know, not stable, talking out into the sky of like, no, protect me. So I think beyond the, like my even being aware of it for a long time, but my dad was very much a skeptic and my mom was very much a believer. So I was kind of that person, and I still am in a way, is try to rationalize everything out first. Okay, well, this is going like this. Well, okay, the meter's going crazy. It's spiking. Are we around anything that could be triggering it? That like, can this be explained? But in life, I think, I've had other experiences that have happened to me that I, you know so much that you're awake, that it's happening, but you also can play devil's advocate. I often would play devil's advocate with myself to explain things away. But I definitely would say that, you know, after shooting the very first episode, it began to shift, because when you're seeing stuff happen, you're more open to it. Maybe you're a bit more aware. And as we've gone on through the season, there's just so many things that I can't explain there. You know, I'd be the first to admit when things don't make like when things, you know what I mean? There's been moments where I've been like, oh, it's this. And then be like, oh, I forgot to take the lens cap off. You know, like there's different things, but I would say I am a lot more open now to the possibility of things being, there being spirits that, you know, open to paranormal experience. And I think it's partially just due to my own shift in energy and my own shift in mindset. And I think what's really special about our show is that, you know, we go in respectfully. And we've actually had, you know, we had a medium that had reached out to us, and that was the first thing she said to us, was that she appreciated that we reached out and we weren't trying to poke the bear as one would on some of the other shows you see. So I'm definitely, I think I still try to rationalize stuff out, but I'm finding that more and more I'm connecting more when we're there, which throws me off and wait times that I don't expect. Cause when we go in, we don't know what's going to happen. We kind of go in
for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, if you could, what are some of the tools that, are used on the show?
Well, we started very basic and like, you didn't really get into some, one of the kind of, appealing things, I think, that a lot of people said about the show is we're not ghost hunters, we're not experts, and, you know, we're just regular people, and we kind of take you along on the ride with us, right? We don't pretend to be anything we're not. We are just, you know, paranormal enthusiasts, I guess, maybe you would say. And, yeah, like, when we started, we didn't have any special equipment. We had did we have a thermal camera to start? We did,
yeah,
I think.
We did.
Yeah, so we got a thermal camera just to basically, for the first episode, to have tools. We have a nice mic that we were using for EVP, which I don't think is necessarily the best thing to pick up EVP, but we just a couple little tools. More just, again, the experience that we're having while we're there. Like we go to places that are allegedly haunted, and we've gone to the places with the most kind of history and stories. So you typically feel something right when you walk into the room, which mm-hmm. is kind of the gauge. And, mm-hmm. you know, the story or the show really is about the stories. The investigation is awesome for us.
Yeah.
And it has almost always led to us finding something,
yeah,
which is pretty cool, too. And now we're using we have an EMF meter, night vision camera. What else we got? Anything else? Oh, you use a pendulum.
Yeah.
And I guess Erica was using a pendulum on the first episode.
One with Jan that was using.
Oh, it was Jan. That's right. And that got us.
We've gotten about that. A lot of orbs just in basic camera.
Oh yeah, just pictures.
Yeah. But I think you touched on it, and I'm gonna actually throw it to Nate to kind of maybe touch on the same sort of thing. Like, what makes Haunted Haronia different than some of the other paranormal shows that are out there, would you say?
Well, yeah, I think it's like what Jamie said. It's, you guys are not professional ghost hunters. You're not professional psychics. You guys are going into these places and just sort of seeing what happens. You're taking these stories, because these stories happen to regular people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking that regular person experience. And, I mean, we're adding tools to it to kind of experiment and see what we find.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the appeal is really that, right? It's like, it's like a raw experience. It's not this contrived, overproduced kind of situation. It's really just you guys going in there and seeing what happens.
I love that you mentioned that it not being contrived, because some people have asked, you know, like, do we add anything for effect? Is there a reenactment components mm-hmm. to it? Mm-hmm. And really, as you said, it's just the bare bones. It's just a couple of pals that are curious that you're going in. And I'm sure you can contest from the many hours of footage that you have to go through that it is not.
One of the appeals of the show, I think, is that it's so raw and not, like, we don't do reenactment mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From a filmmaker standpoint, it's like, I wish we could have got like a good take of this, because sometimes things happen and you're not rolling, but you can't recreate that. You can't say, hey, spirits, can you do that again? Okay. Well, we do say that, but they don't always comply.
It's a really good point. And I mean, because, you know, when we started this show, we still have a very limited budget. So a lot of the stuff that even in the first episode happened when you were filming Jamie doing an interview, where things were happening to, you know, Eric and myself, where, you know, it gives a different perspective to the shows that are out there that get slack of being like, oh, well, we can't see anything happen. And it's like, well, in the defense of the people doing the show, they usually don't see it. And if they do, I'm sorry, because I still haven't seen it, and I'm okay with that. Like, I've actually mm-hmm. physically seen a spirit. But mm-hmm. that being said, is like, there's things that happen that you can't explain, but it's, I can say to you, this happened. Like, I swear, I'm mm-hmm. cold. I'm like, this was ripped off me or whatever it might be, but it's my word against video evidence, but, mm-hmm. and that can be a challenge, right?
It can be a challenge, but I think what I like about it is, because we are filming you in the moment, those emotions really kind of, they're authentic.
That's true. Right? Yeah.
You're not putting it on just for the camera. Like, you're actually feeling like, oh man, I've got shivers being right here. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And like, you can see it on your face and you can see it in your body language. And I like that. Like, when I'm editing and I see a moment like that, it's like a piece of gold for me. It's like, oh, I just, that's beautiful. It's
cool. And you get a lot of that, right? Like, there's and that's the other thing. We are actors. We're actors, but the show is, we're not acting.
Yeah.
We don't try and fake anything. It's like, there's no fun in that for us.
Yeah.
Like, it's all real. It's all like everything that we are feeling, we're feeling. It's, we don't put anything on. Like you said, it's not like, well, let's do another take and like, you know, up the emotion. Or
yeah,
anything.
No.
Like, none of that's going on, which I love. We don't want to, you don't want to mess around with that.
And like, in a lot of ways, like, we're really pushing ourselves. We're going out of our comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you guys are going out of your comfort zone, not having anything rehearsed and nothing mm-hmm. planned. For me, it's like, okay, I have to take this raw experience. I can't go into it and say, okay, well, guys, listen, you know, that thing should have flew off the shelf a few minutes earlier. We got to redo it. Let's reset. Okay, Casper, you got to
do it again.
That's, I mean, it, I think that pushes us to make a better show.
I agree. And I think some of the best advice that we got was from Donna saying that, you know, like, don't be afraid to own what you're feeling. Because I think, you know, there you go in with this like, okay, well, like, I don't want to appear over the top, but that literally just scared the bejesus out of me. But it's like, be truthful, be authentic with how you're mm-hmm. feeling about it. If it scares you, it scares you. And honestly, when things have happened, the last thing I think about is how to emote this for the camera. It's more like, oh my God, I just, you know, this just happened or that just happened. But I also think what's really interesting about our show is that because we just are ourselves, and even with the people that are, you know, giving us a tour of the venues or what have you, we're just having real conversations where, you know, some reveals from the people happen just through the conversation, which, because we're filming the whole time, we capture those moments. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's that, I'm trying not to reveal things from episodes, but where someone will on a side conversation say, oh, well, this was supposed to be like this, but I've noticed this has happened, you know, where the conversation mm-hmm. might not have happened if you were just like, okay, now it's your turn to talk. Now it, you know, like, you're just in interview format. And we've kind of played with that a few times over the span of the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some, that was kind of one of the things that you sort of touched on earlier. It's kind of cool how, like, a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, no, I don't believe in anything. And then a couple minutes later, they'll be like, but there was this one time and I just can't explain it. And then they just completely kind of shift as you're talking with them. And like, well, you know, like, a lot of people, a lot of like the hosts or tour guides that we have, like, well, nothing's really happened to me. And by the end of it, they've got like 15 stories of
I don't know why you guys are here. Nothing's ever happened here. Oh, all that stuff happened in the 2 hours you've been here?
It's hard to not talk about the episodes and what's happened in some of them.
You'll just have to keep listening because we're going to talk about them.
I'm sure stuff will come up at one point.
Yeah.
But like, there's stuff. Some of the interviews I like are the people who come into it saying, there's the one from that recent episode that I just edited. And he's like, oh, I don't believe in ghosts or any of this stuff. But then he goes on to tell all these stories about things that happened to him, like, as soon as he started working there.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. He within the 5-minute conversation was like, well, I don't believe in it, to like, well, there's something weird.
He kept coming up with more and more stuff that he realized.
I think it's, we give people permission to think in that way because people get nervous to talk about it because they don't want to seem like, you know, off the rocker or anything like that. Also, but it's like, well, the majority of people, even just from talking about the show, there's less people that are like, oh no. I mean, we were here, a week ago, and there was one person we were introduced who was like, oh, this person's not a believer. And then we showed him a clip from, you know, the spirit caught in camera, and he's like, oh no, I saw it. Yeah. And he was just like, you already saw a shift in him. And it's like, you were just trying to be that guy.
That's the other thing. I think it's a pretty big defense mechanism for a lot of people. Like, well, no, I don't believe in it. If I don't believe in it, it's not real. And it can't therefore scare the shit out of me. Because yeah. I was like that when I was a kid and in the basement. I had to sleep in the basement alone. I was like, oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe
God. Yeah, so scary. Nothing. I've heard this now from a few people we've interviewed, the same sort of thing of like, I don't believe in this. However, whenever someone in my family passes away, a certain kind of bird comes down and it's like, but that's a ritual thing that happens repeatedly in our family. And that's something that they believed in. That was something that they connected to. So again, it raises the question of where does the difference lie between that stuff, between, the paranormal or between the existence of spirit.
Yeah. It seems like most people have something to believe in. Like I said, like we were kind of saying too, like, I'm not even 100% sure what that is for me. Like if it's an energy, if it's like a different plane or alternate universes or whatever it may be. But yeah, it's, the whole concept of ghosts is like, well, that's, I mean, that's a complete, that's a whole other show. it's so interesting. Like I think it's like, it's one of those things nobody can answer. Nobody can answer it. Like I think we have some legit proof of stuff, but who's to say, right? You could easily say, no matter either way you look at it, you can argue it either way.
Right? And we're always open to hear if people's perspectives or people's thoughts on it. We're very open to that. What would you say in like that when you're, you know, when something, perhaps we're in the presence of something, what are some of the feelings that can I ask maybe what are some of the unexplained things that have happened over the way without giving too much away? Like you can talk maybe on the technical end of things. We don't want to give too much away,
okay.
But
I think you can. Some stuff happens basically every episode and every time.
Yeah, there's usually something that comes out of it. Even sometimes we'll leave an episode, we'll leave a location, and we'll be thinking like, oh, not a whole lot happened. But as soon as I bring it in and I start editing, like I see, oh, look at this happened. Like, how did we think that nothing happened? It's almost like our memory gets wiped after we go to certain places.
And that happens a lot. I almost every episode I leave, I'm like, wow, that's unfortunate. I don't know how we're going to find anything out of that. And then you look back and you're like, holy, there was a lot of stuff that happened.
Even if it's just combing through photos where it's just like, I remember there was one episode, I think it was the Discovery Harbor episode, and it was like, I took 12 pictures and in 4 of them there was orbs or something that looked weird that didn't make sense. And it's just that kind of stuff where you're like, again, you walk away being like, oh, my camera's acting up. I could only take 12 pictures, yet there's still something there. Or, you know, some of the other locations where things are caught on cameras we didn't know were on, you know?
Cameras shutting off.
Batteries draining from day one. We had some first episode.
Sound issues on one of them, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah, there was a couple weird sound things on almost
a bunch of the episodes.
A bunch where it's just like, I find a lot of times your mic's just shorting out, which is probably, odds are it's not the same mic every time.
I tend to be the one that does the pendulum stuff. I tend to be doing a lot of the connecting stuff. Perhaps it could be that.
You're almost a medium without being a medium. You seem to, Donna, you should mention who Donna is. You mentioned Donna.
Yes.
You could probably mention who she is.
Donna was, we kind of had referred to her as our medium expert, our spiritual advisor. She was such a big supporter or believer of us and encouraged us along the way, encouraged us to get some of the equipment that we had. And as you can hear, I'm referring her to her in the past tense. Unfortunately, she passed away a couple weeks ago and we're very sad about that. And we will be putting together a bit of a tribute to her. So stay tuned for that from a really special interview we had. And it's pretty amazing because she really reached out to us at kind of the best time. Because we, you know, we're not experts. We don't pretend to be. But again, going in, not being able to really explain stuff. But you know, when you start, we'd done a couple episodes by the time our conversation first happened with her. And I ended up being on the phone with her for about an hour and a half. And we were sharing stories about locations that we'd been, but I hadn't revealed to her anything that we'd seen or anything like that. And she was talking about the same things that we'd seen, and experiences. And some of the experiences we had that no one from those locations had told us about. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like it was the same story that everyone's had. So it gave this sense of like, okay, a little bit of confidence that, you know, we're not losing our minds. Like what we're feeling, you know, we're on the right path because there's, you know, someone else has experienced similar things. But a remarkable human being, a remarkable woman. We had the privilege of actually having a video conversation with all of us. Her granddaughter set up her Skype for her. It was very adorable.
She mentioned that she was a medium and she actually has some pretty substantial credits to her name. I think she worked on some other shows.
She had.
She did. She also worked for the police I don't know, OPP, the acronym there that I can't remember which one specifically, but she connected with Jamie about a case that was very something that for as long as I've known you, you've talked about that case. I don't know if it's something you want to go into, but it was something that kind of came up.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's okay. But it was interesting because they just, again, were able to have that conversation. But I don't know if we want to, I mean, we're going to be wrapping up soon. But if anyone wants to share something, an experience or anything that they've had along the way that they want to tell us about, it doesn't have to be obviously from the show.
Well, I like to ask Nate some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Because because you've seen some stuff happen that we for sure can't explain. Like there's no, I mean, I know you've tried. We all try. We do all try and figure out what stuff could possibly be. But we've definitely had some things that, like, you can't explain them.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do you, like, how does that, how do does you that just like,
affect
nope, it didn't. It's, you know what, whatever. It's.
I think in my mind, so when we're shooting the show, it's different because I'm in a different world. I'm just in the camera, mm-hmm. right? Like I'm an observer and I'm the type of guy who, you know, I remember a couple years ago we went camping and we saw a bear going through the woods. I'm not the guy that gets in the car and goes, I'm the guy that gets out of the car and grabs his camera and runs after the bear.
Yeah.
So I'm in a different headspace during those
That's true.
Investigations. So nothing that happens while we're filming affects me really. Like it doesn't register the same way.
That's awesome.
Once I'm editing, that's where sometimes I'll get like the heebie-jeebies and, you know, I'll see some stuff. There's some footage that, that it's actually on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That footage. That one gave me the shivers and
saying that gave me goosebumps. It's,
I don't know how to explain it. Now I have some theories on what that particular one could be after seeing it about 500 times, but, there's still some other stuff where, you know, that we've caught on the thermal that I'm like, well, I don't know how that's going to happen. Now saying that, I don't know what it is. But that doesn't mean it can't be explained.
Right.
I don't know everything.
Of course.
And that's sort of where my mind goes. And that's how I kind of stay skeptical is just because I don't know what it is doesn't mean it can't be explained. Doesn't, you know, my answer to it doesn't have to be it's a spirit, it's a ghost.
Right.
It could be something else that some factor I just don't even know about. So that's how I sort of explain it away. And it's not a conscious thing. I'm not thinking, well, I must be able to do this. It's just, that's just how.
Yeah.
You're coping
after so many years of being skeptical, that's just how my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's great sense. Though, because I think that allows you to truly be the audience perspective because you are seeing it the same way as they would. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that that's really cool. And, oh goodness, there was something else I wanted to say on that, but that's really, that's a really interesting POV to that.
What?
I'm pointing to you cause I'm trying to think of think of what I was going to say. And I'm losing my brain.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know. I find that interesting cause like, there's just, I wish we could kind of next episode, we'll like bring some footage and we'll talk about some stuff and go into that. But yeah, it's just. I don't know. The whole thing's just... The first season has been amazing. I'll just go on that. We've been really lucky. We shot 9 episodes and and we've been, I'd say, we've had success, I'd say, in all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what's kind of interesting to me is how each one is sort of different. They're almost like their own separate little films. And, mm-hmm. they, you know, the common theme is you guys in these investigations, but each episode sort of takes on its own different. It's not like the same formula every single time.
Yeah, that's true.
Necessarily know what to expect around the corner, and I think that's sort of part of the personality of the show too.
Well, I like that we don't take ourselves seriously, and mm-hmm. I love that you capture that on camera. Like where, you know, if we have a little bit of a goof up, you call us on it, you call our bluff on it. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun. It makes the show give it a bit more light to it.
Yeah, if you watch the show, make sure you watch it right till the end because Nate always has
a nice little nugget I like to throw in at the end. That's Nate's often little sort of a
little button.
Oh, here's how we explain that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's something significant that happened. And it gets explained at the end.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just something little that happens. And, but
I love that.
It's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun to look for those moments too when you're editing and you're, you know, sometimes I don't even know which one to choose because there's a couple of them.
Yeah, there's usually one of those every time
too. And you'll usually get some of like our marital
spats. Yeah. There's not.
Oh, you should see the folder. You should see the different folders I have for the footage. I got like
Jamie and Dee strapping.
I have a lot of Jamie just singing to ghosts.
Do I
do that a lot?
Yeah. You do that a lot. Or whistling.
I whistle. Yeah. It's just a bunch of clips of me whistling.
There is, yeah.
That sort of started recently. Wasn't that something that Donna suggested?
Maybe. But you just do that in general. Like, people will be coming over and you'll be singing in the shower. You got no worries about that.
Yeah, and I'll hear her down the hall. You're singing a song about putting your underwear on, you know?
Like, I do like to sing.
His album drops shortly.
But to be fair, I do the same thing. Just not when people are over.
Jamie is, no filter. I should mention that I'm also a type 1 diabetic, so you may hear me, if you are watching the show, you may hear me make reference or Jamie asking me how my blood sugar is. That's because I'm a diabetic. and I tend to, some of the feelings that you get when you're feeling perhaps the presence of a spirit can be similar to signs of low or high sugar, hypo or hyperglycemia. So if you hear those references at all, that's what that means. That's just him checking in. And for anyone, any of the diabetics out there, I tend to let my sugar levels be around, between 7 and 10, just so that I'm not in that stage of it being
messing with
a low that I need to constantly be checking. Because the emotions, the way that you feel during the moments where stuff's happening can, you know, being cold, being in some places dizzy, feeling sick, feeling a bit weak, disoriented. Some of that stuff can happen and has happened on the episodes, depending on where we're at, throughout. So I just thought that was a good thing to just comment.
That's a really good thing to say. It's like you kind of mentioned earlier too, we have been lucky. Like, you watch some shows and regardless if they're putting it on or not, you also hear a lot of stories that, you know, sometimes people get hit or scratched or, you know, follows you home and haunts you forever.
But we take precautions against that.
We do. We actually... Which it sounds kind of ridiculous, really, when it's all... But we do...
I don't care if it's ridiculous. I will do it every time.
I'll do it every time as well. You want to get into that, kind of, maybe?
I always mispronounce what it's called, but Erica has precious stones, as I believe the term, and we do visualization, basically a protection of, you know, imagining ourselves being surrounded by white light. And the idea is really just to create a safe bubble for ourselves so that spirits, you know, don't... come home with us. We're always very respectful. Even when we do pendulum, if we're, you know, we ask the spirit, if we are able to connect, you know, do you want us to leave? And if they say yes, I can say we pretty much always are out of there within a reasonable amount of time.
We think like, I don't know. You're like, You asked to leave. We're not quite ready to leave.
Well, I mean the room. That room. Oh, the we've room. Always yeah, leave yeah. the room within about 5 minutes. And like that, I think there's other shows that would perhaps continue to poke the bear. Because even Donna had said that she once got slapped by a ghost, but she was like, I deserved it. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what you did, but I'm going to. But I mean, we've had people we've interviewed that have literally seen a spirit walk behind us, you know? And and what are your thoughts on that before we kind of wrap it up? Like, do you want to see?
Here's the thing. I always have said I do. But also in the same breath, like, I really don't know. You know what I mean? Once you see it, you can't unsee it, right? Like, once it's there, that, like, who knows how much that could really affect your psyche and your mentality and stuff. So I like the intrigue of, you know, oh, maybe. And I think that's what most people say. Even if they see it, like, it's maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me. Maybe, you know what I mean? 'Cause who knows? I probably have seen one in my day.
Yeah, I mean, how do you even know if you've seen something?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because what are you seeing?
It could be like Ghostbusters, where you see a very obvious Slimer monster, but I severely doubt it. You know, right. If you see something, it's probably going to look fairly human.
Well, and that's what baffles me too. And some of the stories that we hear, you know, will be like, oh, well, that person was sitting at the piano. That person was there. And it's, well, that person was very distinct enough for you to ask about the person sitting there. You know, you have this idea that it's, you know, like a, I don't know, one of the characters from like, was it the Liquid O-Town, like Liquid Dreams, like the clear water people. But like, or I guess TLC had it too. But but that's what I'm saying is all that kind of illusion of the outer, like, of that of a non-full image, because you hear about that, but you also hear about the concept of someone literally standing in front of you and then turning around and they're not there.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's an interesting thing. And I've seen, like, I do watch a lot of like ghost videos and stuff, and yeah, you see some weird, and who knows if it's real or not, but some stuff where you know, it's like a security cam and you see somebody walking and then they're just gone. It's like, that wasn't it is interesting to, yeah, it's like, are they just like full out, like just like you or me talking here? And then it's, which sometimes it leads me to believe maybe that is a different plane or a different, you know, weird alternate universe or something crazy.
I think for me, it's the same as that concept of once you see one, like, is it going to be like, I know, I'm sure there's a better movie that I can't think of right at the moment, but it's like where it's all the time. And that, like,
Sixth Sense?
Maybe, but it's like, I think of, you know, when people that are mediums or people that have people connecting to them all the time, there's no ability to switch off. Like, if I want to go and spend some alone time with, like, you know, and hang out by myself and read a book, I know that I can go and do that and close some doors and I'm good. With 2-year-old, it's hard, but you know what I mean? Like, it's, but when, with that kind of thing, it crosses, as you said, it crosses another level. I mean, I think there's still a safe distance for us right now because we haven't physically seen anything in front of us. All of our evidence, other than the feelings around us and the sounds around us, and maybe some touching,
some physical stuff,
but physically seeing something is what I mean. There's still that ability to kind of keep it a bit of a distance away, that I think it, and who knows, season 2 is coming. We've got more to conquer.
Oh, big time.
But
there's another thing, because there's a, like we're saying, there's a ton of ghost shows. But I don't think there's ever really been one that catches, like, what you're saying on camera, right? Like,
it's ghosts, they're sly. Whenever I watch them, I feel like, oh, they're building the suspense, and then there's no real true release for that suspense. You know, like, something happens that's very unexplainable, but it's not groundbreaking. It's like, wow, this is definitely a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that just doesn't exist. They are pretty crafty, those ghosts, though. Like you're saying, like, a lot of times when there's something going on the camera over here, or something happens behind the camera, it's almost like automatic.
Yeah.
Like, why did you have to do that over there?
Just to tease us.
Just camera shy.
Well, I think for the last question, if there's anywhere in the world that you could go and explore, where would it be for you?
You want me to go first? Sure. Oh, that's such a, like, kind of been asked that question a few times, and it's so hard. I think top, it's so many. There's like a top 10, and like with that, again, that'll be its own show. But I think probably like in Egypt, like the pyramids and stuff, I feel like would just have so much crazy energy. Mm. There again, there's like so many, but I think Egypt would kind of be.
That's a good one.
It's so
fun, really good one.
So exotic and so weird. Yeah. Like, it's not a place you could just kind of go, right?
Mm-hmm. Go and do an investigation, but it'd be cool to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the same Egypt would be cool, and like the Mayan temples, I think, too, would also be a really neat place to explore, even just explore just for fun, I think.
That
would be
cool.
Yeah.
I've never been there, so.
Yeah, I would say Greece for me, like some of the ruins and you know, same for parts of Italy and even England, like there where there's a lot of rich cultural history in that. Like that's the kind of, you know, old theaters fascinates me.
Yeah.
I don't know one theater that doesn't have a story from the conversations I've had with a lot of other actors and people involved in that world. But yeah, I think, you know, Europe, and beyond, guys.
So if you guys want to donate to the show, just send us all your money and, you know, we'll thank you. And
we'll just go to Rome.
And stop and
send
in
you
Egypt.
Some
we'll
pics.
Just send a lot of money. We'll just do the tour. Man, it'll be great. We'll get a lot of footage. We'll send postcards.
Well, guys, this has been real fun. I'm really excited to jump into, you know, talking a bit more about some of the places we've been. We'd love to hear from some of you guys if there's any places that you've been, any stories that you want to share with us. We're accessible on all our social media platforms at Haunted Haronia. That's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, and on Twitter. You can also reach out to us at boo@haunted.com haunted.haronia.com.
Send us, if
you want to write up an experience that you had, maybe we can share it on a podcast. If you know you want to voice record it, send it our way,
and maybe we can video record it whatever way you want.
You know, we'd love to hear from you guys, whether it's from some of the places we've already been or
anything
beyond.
Any questions, your stories, I mean, yeah, we're mm-hmm. we'll
any equipment you think we should get or add?
Yeah, anything.
and be sure to check out the show on Bell 5 TV 1.
If you don't have 5, the pilot episode is up on our website on YouTube.
And on YouTube. Yeah. So
and you can see that ghost that we're talking about. We have a little clip I honestly think 100% is we catch a ghost on thermal. I don't think there's any.
So terrifying.
There's like.
I don't know.
Do you guys tell us what you
gotta
think?
You gotta go check it out. Check out the
We want to hear. Yeah, we want to hear from you. So thanks. This is us signing off, and hope to see you next time.